Chapter 8, Section 2, The Simple Trap. Ashby's law of requisite variety describes how the controlling mechanism of a system must be capable of representing what is being controlled. Organizations are both complicated and complex things. They are generally complicated because they have a large scope, contain many components that require specialization and are difficult to grasp and manage. They are also complex because there are many emergent behaviors. For example, they have many components in the uncharted space for which there is uncertainty and you cannot predict this. The best you can do here is to feel your way. Whilst mapping provides you with a window onto this, you need to have a management capability able to cope with it. There is unfortunately another solution to Ashby's law. Instead of coping with a complicated environment that contains complexity, you make the choice to pretend that what is being managed is simple. In business, we like things such as 2x2 diagrams not because they represent reality but because they obscure it and hence are easy to understand. We trade off our ability to continuously learn about the environment for an illusion of simplicity and easy management. It's important to make a distinction here. The act of taking something complicated, like a machine, and breaking it down into small but manageable components or using a mechanism to sense uncertain change in a complex environment is not the same as trying to manage such a system by pretending it's a 2x2 matrix. As Einstein would say, everything should be made as simple as possible, but no simpler. Eventually, I was faced with a choice. Do I keep using these spot diagrams, thereby making the concepts of evolution more accessible and just accept the flaws and the cash, or do I take a slower path and try to push organizations towards a higher understanding of position and movement? If they struggled, then I could compromise and do the heavy lifting for them by just providing a map and the results. However, I already knew this would make them dependent upon me, which was the consultant path that I was trying to fight. My purpose was to free people from the shackles of consultants and not to chain them up even more. This compromise was out of the question. I had to take the slower path. I like to think that I stood my ground here, but with very few companies mapping, bills mounting and clients taking an interest in the simplified concepts, then it's fair to say that I was starting to wobble.